Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Yesterday we looked at Psalm 111, which is an acrostic psalm. An acrostic means that each line of the psalm begins with a consecutive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. We described Psalm 111 as an A to Z comprehensive summary of God's work in the world. Well, Psalm 112 is its partner, as it too is an acrostic, but its focus is a summary of the person who walks with God. So if Psalm 111 is about God's work, Psalm 112 is about godliness at work in the believer. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. For those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous, good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. Friends, Psalm 112 begins by promising blessings to those who fear the Lord and delight in His commands. And fear of the Lord, being the beginning of wisdom, was actually how its partner, Psalm 111, ended. So let's explore. What does it mean to fear the Lord? Well, I think here it means that you're more concerned with what God thinks about you than anyone else. And you're blessed when you do that, because that is truly a freeing thing. When your mind is not ruled by the opinions and thoughts of others, you can focus on doing what is pleasing to God, which is always good. This actually brings strength to the family, according to Psalm 112. It leads to prosperity, generosity, freely lending, just living, a good name. I really love this psalm because it reminds me to train myself to trust entirely in the Lord. And what a great reminder this is when we witness so many things that fail us, so many things that seem to fall apart. There really is much to be anxious about in this world at large if you don't trust the Lord. Last week, we saw the biggest stock market tumble in almost 100 years. Russia continues to threaten international stability with its relentless attack on Ukraine. COVID continues to plague our world. Hate crimes and mass shootings are a weekly event. Then talk about the home front. Family members with health issues, personal struggles, things out of my control. I know each day, I'm prone to put my trust in having success in my work or in having people like me. And there are days when victories and likability, they're hard to come by. We live in a bad news world. How many times have you found yourself saying, "Wow, didn't see that coming"? If our hearts are placing hope in our reputations, our safety, our bank accounts, anything other than God, we're going to find ourselves regularly wrecked by the inevitability of bad news. But bad news does not shake those who fear the Lord and place their daily hope squarely in Him. Remember verses 7 and 8? They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. Isn't this a wonderful thing? The godly make it a daily routine to ground themselves in who they are and who they belong to. And when your worth is found in the God who treasures you, what others think matters not. When your security is found in the God who will never leave you or forsake you, you're not going to fear the dangers that may and will come. When you remember that what God has done in Christ, you will be able to face the uncertainty of living in a world of shifting sand and do it with a smile. Because of verse 4, even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. Those who are united to the risen sun, know that the radiant life we long for is not found here in this age. We're actually in a world of darkness. But by grace we have been made into children of light. And by faith we see the risen Christ, who has conquered our great enemies, sin, death, and the devil, at the cross and at the tomb. So we can shine, living godly lives as those called out of darkness, proclaiming to a dying world God's work, trusting each day, we're one day closer, to when the trumpet will blow, Christ will return, and the light will then shine forever, and the news will only be good forever. My friends, remember who you are and who you belong to.